This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari Srivastav. A day after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pehelgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to all chief ministers, asking them to identify all Pakistani nationals in their states. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan has held a meeting with chief secretaries of all the states and union territories through video conferencing over the issue and urged them to ensure strict compliance of the order related to suspension of visa service to Pakistani nationals. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas, with effect from Sunday. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till 29th of this month, and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. External Affairs Ministry today briefed Ambassador of US, Israel and Spain in Delhi on Pehelgam terror attack. Talking to media, Ambassador of Israel to India, Reuven Azar said, "This is a watershed moment and Israel stands with India." He said they discussed terrorism as well as bilateral cooperation.
Extended our condolences for the terrible attack that happened here. This is a watershed moment. We stand with India. It's a very important moment. And of course, we discussed things of mutual concern that have to do both with the fight against terrorism and also, you know, how to enhance our cooperation. We have a great cooperation. We are great partners. We are looking forward for more cooperation both bilaterally, regionally and globally.
India has launched a wide-reaching diplomatic campaign to inform other countries about the terror attack. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter in Vatican City today. President reached Rome, Italy earlier today to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis in Vatican City. She is on a two-day visit to the Vatican City. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that President Murmu will attend the funeral mass tomorrow, which will be attended by dignitaries from around the world. Pope Francis passed away on 21st of this month. The centre, in an affidavit filed before the Supreme Court, said that it brought amendments to the Waqf Act 1995 to prevent abuse of Waqf legislation, which resulted in the encroachment of government properties, apart from ensuring that the Waqf boards in the country are properly administered and function with transparency. The Union government said that under the old regime, due to the absence of adequate safeguards, government properties and even private properties were declared as Waqf properties. Posting the matter for further hearing on May 5th, the CJI Sanjeev-led bench clarified that the hearing fixed on the next date will be preliminary hearing and, if required, interim orders will be passed. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today achieved a significant milestone in scramjet engine development by conducting active cooled scramjet subscale combustor ground testing for over 1,000 seconds. Defence Research and Development Laboratory, which is a Hyderabad-based laboratory of DRDO, conducted the ground testing at the newly built state-of-the-art scramjet connect test facility. The ground test is in continuation of the earlier test report for 120 seconds in January. With a successful test, the system will be soon ready for full-scale, flight-worthy combustor testing. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted extensive searches at multiple locations across Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, and other states across the country in a case linked to Pakistan-backed cross-border smuggling of arms and narcotics by Khalistani operatives. The agency has recovered several electronic devices and other incriminating materials during the searches, which were conducted yesterday at 18 locations. In IPL T20 cricket, host Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 155 runs before Sunrisers Hyderabad at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium. Put into bat, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 154 runs in 19.5 overs. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 145 for 5 in 17.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.